This is Diane.
Hey, Diane. It's Sam over at Cardiff. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Sam?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. You got a couple minutes to talk right now?
I do.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So I spoke to a couple of the underwriters and kind of went over the file with them. I gave them the numbers that we went over yesterday. And the feedback that I got is, while the revenue is, you know, pretty low compared to what we normally do, they said that you'd probably qualify for something around like about like $5,000. But the kind of catch on it is the program that you would have to get approved on, it would require the loan to be a first position loan. So having the balance with SWIFT, the program would require that that balance be paid off. Now, right now, you know, if we were to do that, the minimum that we would have to do to pay that off would be about $15,000. So we would pay off the SWIFT balance, which is, I think, somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000 probably right now. And then you would net the rest of that. But the problem is, we can't qualify you for that total amount because the SWIFT balance is so high right now. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, your file, like, you know, without the SWIFT loan, I understand that, you know, you've talked to other people and they said that you're just too small. You know, like, we would be able to get you something based off just your revenues, but because the SWIFT loan is there, it takes out pretty much kind of, it eats up everything that's available to you at this point. So my best suggestion is if you can, obviously, you know, it's not the best case scenario, but if you can ride this out a little and get that SWIFT loan paid down to a level of probably around 4,000, at that point, I think we would be able to get you something that would get you out of that SWIFT loan and get you additional cash. But we're a little ways off of that right now.
Well, the whole thing is, you know, I've got to come up with $5,000, you know, by December the 1st, because I have $3,000 due on the 1st, another $2,000 due on the 10th, and right now I have another 35 letter jackets I have to order. So if I can't pay for those, obviously I'm not going to be able to pay for the other ones. So, I mean, they're not going to let me order the other ones.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other thing that's going to happen is I'll just have to end up closing, I guess, and filing bankruptcy, because the letter jacket business, if I can't come through on that, then, you know, obviously all the business is there, but you know, as of right now, you know, I'm not going to have any way to pay for it.
Definitely
I might have some money by then, but that's the whole thing. I mean, this $260 every Friday has absolutely killed me.
Yeah.
And that's something of course, at the time, you know, I really didn't have a choice. Since then, I've still not having any choice, because I know if I call them, they will probably, you know, loan me a little bit more money, but still, you know, I'm just getting right back into the same situation that I'm already in.
Yeah, and when you know, if you did do that and they did give you additional cash on top of it, like, your payment is going to be a larger amount, too.
Yeah.
I
mean,
my payment
started out like $175 a week.
Uh-huh.
And then, now, with the addition of the next one, then it was up to like $205. Now with the last one, it's up to $260.
That's the trend. That's kind of the trend that would continue. And you know, what I wanted to do is get you out of that and lower your payment, so get you something with a longer term. And and right now, just because the sales where they are, the cap on what we're able to give you is right on the cusp. But having that SWIFT loan pretty much eats all of that out. So, you know, absent the SWIFT loan, I would be able to help you, and I really want to. But with it there right now, I just don't have any options for you. if something works itself out, and we get maybe a month or two down the line, I'm happy to revisit it, because I think I would have some options for you then. But right now I don't, and I understand that's kind of a tough spot to be.
Okay, well, I do appreciate all of your help, and I'm sorry it was kind of a waste of your time, but...
Not at all. And I'll tell you what, Diane, you know, keep my number. If you need anything, give me a call. If you find another option somewhere, feel free to run it by me, and I'll give you an honest look at it and give you some feedback on it, too.
Okay. I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Diane.
Thank you. Bye-bye.